We're in the Guardian offices, Londinium, and it is the Guardian Hack Day. I'm surrounded by hackers and geeks and people who have already infiltrated my mobile wireless hotspot, as I didn't realise you could connect quite so many devices to it, and I don't have that many devices with me. Glyn Wintle is sat in a chair similar to which I believe appears on one of the Star Trek films. It looks very comfortable, and he is in the control seat looking at something, some humongoid laptop which could probably fly a starship. What are you working on today, Glyn?
You've roped me into doing something, so that's why you're asking that question. Amongst other things, I'm trying to solve a bunch of problems that journalists are having that are not necessarily flashy or require high-tech work, but just to inquire saving time. So there seems to be a lot of things that journalists and reporters and people that are going along to events take far too much time to be able to do when it's the same task they do again and again and again. I'm trying to turn it into tasks they can just push one button and get all the repetitive parts done so their skill can do the fun bits for them.
So doing effectively what computers and technology should be doing for us, making workflow so much smoother and making our workflows so much shorter. I said to you my idea earlier on, and being a big fan of Audioboo, I wanted to be able to attach a high resolution image to Audioboo, not just the kind of square image you get with an Audioboo. I'd like it in the correct kind of photographic proportions, which can then be sent to any of my places from a mobile device, which is then beautifully visible, the image with the audio, and maybe a drop-down map with the geo data on it as well. As yet, I haven't seen Audioboo embedded nicely this way. As you said, it's long-winded. I have to embed the photograph, then grab the widget from Audioboo, the embed code, which in my blogs I have to change the colour for so that it matches the background. And then, well, if I want map data, I can't necessarily have it. You can't have it unless you click on the Audioboo link and get taken to Audioboo and see it. So hopefully we will come up with something. You're saying 20 minutes. I say let's take a little bit longer and make it work. Pretty. There's so many exciting and interesting things being worked on right here, but mostly around journalism or the sharing and dissemination of information to tell stories, which is what we all really like to do. What's your name on Twitter?
Metad.
How do you spell it?
Metade. It means half in Portuguese. Half Portuguese.
Ah, you're half Portuguese. Your Twitter name says half Portuguese.
Yeah.
Nice. So what's your role here today?
I'm a developer. I come to kind of help out. I'm looking for interesting things to hack on, and I think this is quite an interesting project.
Cool.
Trying to work out how we could build it. Trying to work out what you want to build first, and then we'll build it.
No, definitely. I mean, if I was going to get really sexy around this idea, if that's the right word, probably not, I'd also like to have the ability to add photographs on a timeline. So you've recorded your Audioboo. Now, the great thing about Audioboo at the moment is you can embed the entire functionality of Audioboo in any app that you're creating. So imagine you've recorded your audio and you have a handful of photographs on your phone. Wouldn't it be nice to play back that audio and then selectively add photographs at certain points so that when somebody is playing back your embedded photograph, that photograph changes as the audio changes? It might be you're talking to different people. It might be you are telling a story. This would be very nice indeed. Let's get to work and see what we can do. Well, I can see you're a little bit bamboozled.
That's right.